Will you meet me here? I've asked God this question more times than I can count, in moments where I felt like I was suffering alone. God, will you meet me here? In the midst of my pain, my doubt, my mess, my sorrow, in the overwhelming anxiety, in the darkness of depression, in my suffering, God, will you meet me here? But it was in the midst of that suffering that I realized God doesn't just meet me in the suffering. He suffers with me. In Dane Ortlund's book, Gentle and Lowly, he says, "In our pain, Jesus is pained. In our suffering, he feels the suffering as his own, even though it isn't. Not that his invincible divinity is threatened, but in the sense that his heart is feeling drawn into our distress. His human nature engages our troubles comprehensively. His is a love that cannot be held back when he sees his people in pain." Recently, I've thought a lot about suffering, what it looks like in my own life, and how it has impacted my view of God. There have been times where I've questioned God's goodness, mercy, grace, and love for me. But the truth is, Jesus' love and presence in our lives is not stripped from us because we suffer. His love abounds all the more in our suffering. His love is not bound by our brokenness. He meets us in our brokenness. His love is not withheld because of our wandering. He meets us in our place of wandering. He walks with us, step by step. He cannot bear to let us walk alone. He is in sync with our suffering. In her book, Waymaker, Ann Voskamp said, "God doesn't keep us from suffering. He keeps us through it." And she also says, "God's love for us is ultimately a covenant to suffer with us." The ultimate suffering was Christ dying for us, and he did it because of his love. God allows us to experience suffering not because he doesn't love us, but because he loves us so much. Without suffering, we wouldn't need a Savior, and the Savior is our greatest need. He loves us so much that he gave his one and only Son. He took our suffering and put it on Jesus. And just as Christ carried our suffering in the past, he carries it in the present too. He loved you enough to die for you. What makes you think that his love for you has changed now? He suffered for you then. He suffers with you now.